News release. CMHA Algoma. This week, Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, Algoma branch will officially mark the end of an era with the retirement of longtime CEO, Annette Katahamaki. After 40 years of service to the community mental health and addiction sector and the Algoma district, Katahamaki will move into the next stage of her life but will leave behind a legacy of compassion and caring for the most vulnerable individuals in our community. In a sector that requires grace and empathy from its leadership to be successful, Annette rises above the rest, said CMHA Algoma Board Chair Charlene Wilson. To put it simply, CMHA Algoma wouldn't hold its prominent position as a community mental health and addictions leader in our district without Annette's relentless passion, bold vision, and graceful tact. Katahamaki started her tenure with CMHA in 1985 with a student placement. The next 9 years saw Katahamaki take on various roles in mental health and social support before being appointed executive director in 1994. Her leadership title was advanced to CEO in 2021 to align with the significant growth and advancing structure of the organization. CMHA Algoma and its previous iterations saw exponential growth during her tenure. The organization had 3 staff, 2 programs, 1 location, and a $142,000 operating budget when she started. By the time she became executive director in 1994, the agency had 8 staff, 4 programs, 2 locations, and an $820,000 operating budget. Today, CMHA Algoma has 166 staff, more than 20 programs, 12 physical locations, numerous other mobile locations, and a $17 million operating budget. Among Katahamaki's most notable achievements are the addition and expansion of several programs, including court outreach, dual diagnosis, access and information, referral, housing supports, embedding peer navigators in the Sioux Area Hospital Emergency Department, family support, mental health court support, establishing a youth mental health court worker, and peer-led drop-in centers in Elliott Lake and Wawa. Developing partnerships and collaborations at the local, district, regional, and provincial levels have been crucial to the growth and success of CMHA Algoma under Katahamaki's leadership. Partnerships led by CMHA Algoma under her guidance include Community Wellness Bus, Single Session Walk-in Counseling Service, Mental Health Educator on Campus at Sioux College, Housing Projects, Low Barrier Men's Shelter and Cold Weather Warming Station, Housing Outreach, Garden River First Nation Wellness Team, Downtown Ambassadors Program, and the Community Resource Center. In recent years, Katahamaki has also successfully led the Sault Ste. Marie Homelessness and Addiction Recovery Treatment, Heart Hub application, integration of community mental health programs from Algoma Public Health to CMHA, and the integration of consumer, survivor initiatives from Sioux Area Hospital to CMHA. It has been the honor of a lifetime to be part of the team at CMHA Algoma, said Katahamaki. I always led with best interest of our clients and our community in mind, and as I depart, I couldn't be more optimistic that the awe-inspiring staff, experienced management team, led by new CEO Lisa Case, and dedicated board of directors will usher in a new era for the agency with the same passion and care for the individuals we serve. I'm indebted to the countless colleagues, volunteers, and community partners who had a hand in our growth along the way. Thank you for everything. Katahamaki's official last day with CMHA Algoma is February 28. In retirement, she looks forward to spending time with her children Nick, Benjamin, and Stephanie and their families, and traveling the world. Thank you doesn't begin to acknowledge the profound impact Annette has had on our community and organization, said Wilson. We're forever grateful for her dedication, and she will be dearly missed.